This is On Boys Parenting Podcast. We are your co-hosts, Jennifer L.W. Fink, mom of four boys.
And I'm Janet Allison, teacher of many more. Thanks for joining us as we share real talk about parenting, teaching, and reaching tomorrow's men. These are unprecedented times that we are living in, and Jen and I both know that it might be challenging, it might be joy-filled, and it is more than likely stressful on some level. It's all of those things, and we hope that this podcast is supporting you and helping you through some of those challenges. I want you to know that I, Janet, am personally here to support you as well. I am a family coach, and I work with parents individually. If you feel like the cracks are getting bigger and wider, and you're losing your mind, and you want more coping skills, you want new strategies, and maybe even you're feeling like it's time to really get to the bottom of his behavior, you can schedule a breakthrough session with me. I am waiving my fee until we are free to roam again, so it's totally free for you. We get on the phone for about 40 minutes and we talk. You can schedule a time with me at boysalive.as.me. That's boysalive.as.me. That takes you directly to my schedule. Fill that out and I look forward to getting on the phone with you. I'm here to support you as a family coach, and Jen and I are here to support you with this podcast. We can all do this, and may we all look back on this time and know that we all did powerful work. And now, on boys. This is part two of our conversation with Dr. Larry Cohen. Dr. Larry Cohen is a dad, a grandpa, a psychologist, and an author. And in our first conversation, which I encourage you to go back and listen to, it's very important. We talked about sexual abuse, sexual harassment, and how to help our boys discern what a healthy relationship is, how we help them navigate. And what I loved about that episode is that Dr. Cohen had so many practical questions to ask your boy, not just around the topic of sexual abuse or harassment, but just questions too that will help you connect with your son on a different level. This episode we decided to make separate because he also is an author. He's written Playful Parenting, The Art of Roughhousing, and he has a lot to say about how to connect with your son also on the level of healthy touch. And so I bring you part two, encouraging you also to go back and listen to part one. And you will find that at our website, onboyspodcast.com. Enjoy this episode about roughhousing and connecting with your boy and the importance of touch. And we're joining that conversation midway. Here we go. So I want to switch gears a little bit because I am so intrigued by the writing, the books that you've written, and the topics, the theme of the topics that I'm seeing. You've written The Art of Roughhousing and Playful Parenting. And I just love this direction that you go of the human connection in a playful way. Actually, we found you because of an article about The Art of Roughhousing and why it is so important to roughhouse. And I really want to make sure we get that into the conversation as well.
Well, let me tell you what I think the link is to the earlier conversation, which is that I believe a roughhousing is great for boys and girls. But for boys, the message that comes in very early is that there are two kinds of physical touch. There's sex and there's aggression. And boys need a much wider range of healthy physical touch. We know they don't get cuddled as much or for as long as girls do, which leads them to be desperate for physical touch. We know that they sometimes get confused about roughhousing and fighting. And so playful wrestling, playful pillow fighting, catch and chase, and you'll never get away from me. That's one of my favorite games. You'll never, ever get away from
me. Never.
These give boys a world of touch that's healthy, that's not sexual, and that's not violent. And they really need this.
And that kind of play and roughhousing specifically is a great exercise in setting and respecting boundaries.
Absolutely. It's really more like dancing than like fighting. So for moms, especially who are afraid of roughhousing, I always like to tell them that. It can look like fighting, but you have to be really tuned in. I took a stage combat class once, and the person teaching it said that combat scenes on stage are more intimate than love scenes, because you have to be so tuned into one another so that nobody gets hurt.
Right. Oh, that's fascinating.
And good roughhousing is like that. You really need to tune in.
I love that. So in my Boys Alive Facebook group where I posted your article, mama asked, some people talk about rough play with fathers being positive. Does it matter who does the rough play? And I know some moms don't love rough play, but what you just said about the dance might just shift that idea.
I encourage everyone to do it. I think that a big problem we have with our gender roles today is that a lot of people are missing out. So moms are missing out on roughhousing. Girls are missing out on roughhousing. Dads are missing out on playing house and bath time and cuddly bedtime. It's fine to specialize, but don't go overboard. And, you know, it's take it on, you know, try it out.
Yeah.
There's a roughhousing game that I like if you're new and you're not sure. It's called the sock game. And you get on the floor with no shoes, but with socks. And everybody puts their feet towards the middle. And 1, 2, 3, go. And you try to get the other people's socks off and keep your own socks on.
Oh, I love it.
You see, you're laughing and you're not even playing it yet. So when you're playing it,
I'm proposing this later today.
Okay, Jen, we want video report of that.
Oh my gosh.
That's great. Well, one mom was wondering about, do you start with ground rules or let the activity flow? I know where a lot of people go in their heads. I'll say where I used to go in my head is someone's going to get hurt.
Yeah.
What about that?
Yeah, so I think that you find your own level of safety. So if you want to have ground rules from the start, then go for it. And if you want to just start playing and say, oh, hold it, I think we need to add a ground rule, then do that. I don't have a fixed way, like whatever you're most comfortable with. The best way for it being not getting out of control is frequent stops and starts. So it's like you're pillow fighting. You go, okay, freeze. Okay, go. And a minute later, freeze. Okay, go. So you want the freeze to be short, so it's successful, like half a second long, but frequent, so that you rev up and cool off and rev up and cool off and rev up and cool off. This helps it be out from being out of control. And then also, or if you're wrestling, like short rounds, so like ding, 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 go. And then 20 seconds, 30 seconds, then ding, 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 separate corners. And having enough time, because another big problem with roughhousing is parents say kids don't know how to stop, don't know when to stop. But that's usually because we're asking them to stop before they're ready to stop.
Because it's bedtime, because we're ready for them to go to bed.
Yes,
they're roughhousing.
Exactly.
And we're tired. Like, our energy for roughhousing is not the same as a 6-year-old boy's.
Exactly. Well, I think that, you know, it's a matter of being creative so that they use up more energy than you do. Right?
Work smarter, not harder.
Yeah, exactly.
I am curious, as a mom of a house full of boys, you know, certainly my boys took it upon themselves to roughhouse many times without without their dad. This happens in any house that has more than one boy. And a question that so often comes up is, when do I intervene and tell them to stop? And when do I just let it go? You know, so often as parents, we see something start up and we're like, it's going to end with somebody crying. Somebody's going to get hurt. And that's one way to find the boundary. Is it okay to let that happen, or should we intervene before that?
Well, there's a question that parents never ask children who are fighting, whether it's real fighting or play fighting. And the question is, are you enjoying this?
Yeah.
And this should be our guide. And I think that it's fine if somebody ends up in tears, as long as there's comforting and a pause and connection. If it's tears and then humiliation for whoever cried, then it's the humiliation that's the problem. It's not the tears.
Okay.
Hold on. Check. I just want to check something. Are you guys enjoying this? Yeah. We're enjoying it, Mom. It's like, have you given any consideration to safety? Oh, yeah. We're okay. Good luck. Bye.
Have fun. I got ice packs in the freezer.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Larry, we could keep talking. This is such a great conversation. I love this. And how can people hear more from you? I just am really focused on these questions that you've given us to consider and ask. And I can see us in our show notes having a compilation of these questions, because they're it's like the doorway opening into a connection, a deeper connection with our children and our partners too.
Yeah. I think that's what it's all about. I think my website's woefully out of date, playfulparenting.com, but it does have my email address. And if you email me, I'll put you on my newsletter list, and my newsletter is not out of date. And that's a great way to be in touch.
Awesome. And we will post that in the show notes as well. As we wrap up, do you have one nugget of reassurance for us, for our parents who are in month almost three of quarantine with their kiddos, and they're kind of going a little bit stir crazy? Do you have some just words of comfort for us?
I think that when things are hard, the most important thing to remember is back to basics. And in parenting, the basics are connect. There's a funny thing. Parents and adults like to say, you stop acting like a baby. But I like to turn that around and think, if this other person's acting like a baby, maybe I should give them what I give to babies, which is this unconditional love and comforting and cuddling and nurturing.
Yes.
And I don't know what you need, but I'm going to try to figure out what you need and give it to you. And to not have it be an insult that you're acting like a baby, it's actually like, that's really smart, because babies know how to get their needs met. They scream. Adults rush to try to figure out, because we can't stand that sound. So we rush to figure out what they need and give it to them.
It's a call for connection.
Yeah.
Aw, that's just kind of melting my heart there, Larry. Thank you. Thank you so much for your time today. And I know that our listeners will love your support and guidance in connecting with all their people in their world. Thank you so much.
You bet. It's great to be with you, Jen, and all your listeners. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed that episode as much as we did. Be sure to check back for the first episode, part one, at the onboyspodcast.com website. And also, I want to remind you that Janet, me, I'm here if you feel like the cracks are getting bigger and wider and you're losing your mind and you want more coping skills, even beyond what Dr. Cohen has given us today. If you want new strategies, and maybe you're even feeling like it's time to really get to the bottom of this behavior, you can schedule a breakthrough session with me. I'm waiving my fee until we are free to roam again, so that means it's totally free. We get on the phone for about 40 minutes and talk. You can schedule a time with me at boysalive.as, S as in Sam, .me. That's M as in Mary, E. And that'll take you directly to my schedule. Fill that out, and I look forward to getting on the phone with you and sharing support. We are all in this together, and you do not have to do this alone. Thanks for joining us for On Boys Parenting Podcast. I'm Janet Allison, and my co-host is Jennifer L.W. Fink, and we are all about real talk about parenting, teaching, and reaching tomorrow's men.